Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie. It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay. Getting
glad.
Better all the time. Getting better
yes.
all the time. Oh, I tell you. Life is fun.
Oh, yeah.
I have, I'm recuperating from a fall I had with my dog.
Oh.
She pulled my feet out. My feet went out from under me. I sat down on my rear end. So I have like a bruised bone, the chiropractor said.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah, so I'm good. I can get up and down and move around and I can go out. All of that, it's just the getting and the up and the down is occasionally there's a move that I make that's makes the muscles go eek. So I'm doing lots of icing and magnetics and cream and just a whole combination.
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hey, Elaine. How are you?
I'm good. And how about you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
I have a question about a product. I know we have to be careful about what we do and everything, but I need some guidance in just getting started on it.
Okay. I don't know if I can help, but I'll try.
Yeah. Well, it's
and Betty's on
who,
too. Betty might
oh,
have
good.
Some ideas too.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Betty.
Hi,
Lynn. This is a young lady who has complex regional pain syndrome. So basically, what it is, she has nerve damage and she has edema in her leg from her foot up to her knee. She cannot walk. She is a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked with her mother last night. They say they cannot cure it, but they can hopefully put it into remission. So what, I guess my question is, what would you use for edema, for swelling of the leg, and nerve pain?
Wow.
Yeah.
What was it called? CRP. I remember the initials, but what
yeah,
was it called?
Complex.
Complex.
Regional pain. And actually, I'm a nurse, and I had never heard of it before. I haven't worked
wow.
for a number of years. But her mother is also a nurse, and she hadn't heard of it either.
Well, you know, they're coming up with names for things all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, not to say that it's not a real deal, you know. But, you know, I just always think that the insoles, I don't, you know, water.
Uh-huh.
I think surrounding her with the whole, you know, I just got like to go for the whole deal. But
yeah.
Water's going to be real important, I would think. And a lot of people think when they're have edema or swelling that they have too much water. But they don't.
Marilyn has arrived.
And you probably know that as a nurse too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And have you used the power chips, and how far in does that energy go?
Well, you know what? Maybe I think you put one on either side would be great. Because
mm-hmm.
it fills out deeper than it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You could test it with the
chart has arrived.
Have your magnetic tester.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we have you ever seen
mm-hmm.
where we take the magnetic tester and then with the mag boys we've
mm-hmm.
done that through a body, you know, when you spin it and it, you can
right.
test it through a body. So with the power chip
yeah.
You could test that and see how far it goes, if it goes through that leg.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. but the round, the mag, what are they calling them now? It's not mag boys.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Duo boy, duo mag.
Mag duo.
Duo.
Mag duo. Duo, thank you.
Mag,
yeah, it's the two boys. Yeah, so I would think water would be good, and then put her on some insoles or something, and put some, even, I wonder if even the wraps, infrared, would feel good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she does have pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's my idea.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't get in on the first part, but Jeannie, this is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess she was asking about, what was it, pain of what?
She ran across a young lady. Go ahead, Elaine, you say. Maybe somebody else has a suggestion to you real quick.
She does have nerve damage, and so she really has nerve pain, and she also has a swollen leg. It's from her foot up to her knee. She does have the pitting edema, where you can push your finger in and the skin stays indented. And so she really needs something, probably more than one thing.
I think what Jeannie said there, what I called it the last part, sounds great. I have used the wraps a lot, or far infrared, and they help so much with inflammation. And I used them months back, and now I guess I stepped off something, and I'm having to put the magnets underneath them and use the far infrared back again on my knee. I strained it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something, they do work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I put the magnets underneath there, and then I put them on a little girl this weekend, and we put the elbow wrap because her shin splints were hurting herself, and on her legs. And so that far infrared, any way that you could, and then on one of the calls, I guess it was Rogers Vance's or somebody, or maybe headquarters, they were talking about what you could do with the far infrared. And you can pin them, you can cut them, you can make them larger. You can do anything with those wraps.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever it is on her that it would be.
Okay.
But I just think the magnets and the far infrared, plus I go ahead and use the CM cream, joint cream, that you can rub on it. For the areas, my body hurts a lot, and it'll flare up. And then, in addition, to go further on than that, use the joint tablets. And the new ones have really helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it all works together.
Yes. Thank you.
Linda Morse
has arrived.
When I heard you talking about that, the other question I was going to ask, I used the little bitty power patches a lot, and I saw on our website the other day that they're doing away with them. Does anybody know anything about that?
Mm-mm.
Said they're not going to have them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of you use them?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, I always did, and I was shocked, and they said that they weren't selling well enough, and they were doing away with it, and I just felt like somebody from the President's Club or some of y'all more informed than I am would know what's behind all these. I don't know if they're coming out with something new that would be better. I know sometimes the new tape doesn't stick as well, and that's the only thing I've had, but then I just put another piece of tape on top of it, but I've used the little power patches for a long time. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Them all the time.
I use them quite frequently on all sorts of areas.
I do, too. And like you said, on each side on your back, I've used it on my lower back because you don't ever feel them. They're just, you know, they're there and they're doing their work and just that. And I was just shocked, but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We must not be promoting them enough. is what I would think.
That must be the reasoning behind it. They just said they weren't selling, but, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just think everything can't sell all the time in our market, I mean, in our economy. But it's still good, a good product, you know. I don't know. So,
well, you know, I was telling, I had a fall recently, and I love to use it like, I love our products like a, let's say you go on a trip, at least for us, in our vans. My husband may always make sure that we have an emergency kit of
uh-huh.
some sort, you know, so if you get a cut or a scrape or whatever. Well, our technologies are like that. They're an emergency kit to have. Many times, you know what to pull out for whatever, and it enables your body to heal quickly. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to start promoting it that way as well. I don't think I've ever put it together that way until I had this happen. Because it happened on a Sunday, and I do see a chiropractor from time to time when I have an issue. And I couldn't see him until Monday. And so I came home and immediately knew what to do. And that enabled me to get up, move around, and get to him and get the process started. So what do you call those? It's not an emergency kit. It's a
first aid, they used to call them.
First aid kit.
But what do they call them now? I don't even know.
Yeah, first aid kit is what I was looking for.
Okay.
So all of our...
I've been trying to promote that the same way. Some people say, well, they don't, you know, they don't want to buy something until they need it. But it's like exactly what you said.
Uh-huh.
You do this at a time, and I've got to the point I won't travel without me taking along far infrared
mm-hmm.
knee wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Or the magnets, or maybe the power bike, whatever else with me. Just put a little kit, just make that into a little satchel in case I need it.
Absolutely. I always have one side of my suitcase full of the things I need, or one of those pouches there. So, yeah. No, it's very good.
But I just was wondering, I mean, I had seen that the other day and I was going to ask, but thank you. I'm taking up too much of your time.
Mm. Well, I'll investigate and see. Anybody else want to say good morning? I heard several people come on. I have a, I tried, I made the fudge recipe, the protein fudge. It was delicious. And I also made, Char had given the mock tuna salad sandwich with the sunflower seeds and all of that. It is really, really good. And I put dill in it. I was going to say fresh dill, but I didn't have fresh dill. So, and yesterday I used it for roll-ups, and my husband's out of town for 2 weeks, and so I just can eat whenever I feel like I'm hungry and that kind of a thing, too. So I had that out, and I cut up some cucumbers, and I had some lettuce leaves, and a few little crackers that I like. They're flackers. They're called flackers. They're made with flax seeds and all those kind of things. And I had just a little sampling of that, and I cut up a kohlrabi, and it was wonderful. So anyway, I want to write, if you haven't tried that yet, it's a really, really, it's easy to make and very good. My husband's comment was, I think it needs some mayo. I said, well, this doesn't have mayo in it. It has lemon juice, and I did use the capers. They're delicious. But he liked it, too. He just, that was just his comment, because in his mind, tuna salad, you're supposed to have some sort of, like, the veginate, which is what we had used with our chickpea tuna.
I needed to know... I tried to copy that down, and I think I missed some ingredients, or I had abbreviated it when it got cold, my abbreviation was. Is that going to ever be on the site or something other? I know
the
we're
blog.
Supposed to take it down, uh-huh, the blog.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make sure it gets up there.
Okay. Because when I started looking at the ingredients, I thought my abbreviation's here on this as she was going through it, her little slide now. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Anybody have any comments or questions this morning? Other ones? I have a little blip out of the Science of Skinny, Dean McCaffrey's book. Start understanding your body's chemistry and stop dieting forever. But she has a, I started looking at this because we're about to travel, and she has a chapter on skinny on the go, it's called. And talking about restaurants and fast food, she says your best bets for breakfast will be oatmeal or other whole grain cereal, eggs, fruit or veggies, cheese or cottage cheese, and milk or plain yogurt. And I'm like, well, okay, well, I have that one covered because we have our shake. One of the biggest challenges with eating out is avoiding the trans fats. Basically, most anything that's cooked in oil in a restaurant is cooked in unhealthy oil. Ask how the food is cooked so you can avoid the bad oils. And that's a big key when you are traveling or when you're out in a restaurant, is asking how things are prepared and having the moxie or whatever to ask. It's very important to ask. Let's see. When it comes to bread, muffins, crackers, and rolls, anything made with refined white flour should be avoided. A lot of this stuff we know, we have discussed before on here. You will find that you just have to skip the bread basket in most restaurants because they don't serve any high-quality bread. They just don't serve it. And that would be the case for pastas, which are almost all made from white flour. Choose whole grain foods such as brown rice and whole grain pastas. Ask for no croutons on your salad. Much better than picking them out. A smart choice in Mexican restaurants is fajitas. Vegetable ones with corn tortillas. Now I question the corn. But, guacamole, as long as there's no mayonnaise added to it, it's a good choice. I think we know some of these things too. Always order a green salad without dressing. Ask for olive oil, lemon wedges, and balsamic vinegar on the side. This way you avoid the sugar that's used in prepared vinaigrettes. You can add your own oil and vinegar and squeeze the lemon juice. I just like the lemon squeezed on there. Herbal teas are good choices when eating out. And then here's some more tips for eating out. Plan ahead as much as possible. If possible, check the menu online ahead of time. Go with a plan in mind. Either choose your meal beforehand, or if no online menu is available, tell yourself, when I go out tonight, I'm going to have whatever it is that you've decided you're going to have. Ask a lot of questions. How is the food prepared? Is it grilled, fried, battered, or breaded? Can you get extra vegetables? Can you substitute salad, vegetables, or a baked potato or french fries? If others in your party don't mind, ask the server not to bring the bread or chips to the table. It's hard when we're eating in a group. If others in your party here, we know this too, want the bread and chips, put the basket away from you so it's not within your easy reach. So anyway. And whether traveling by car or plane, it's always advisable to scout out the supermarkets and natural food stores at your destination, which often have healthy takeout options for meals and snacks. If you're traveling out of the country, it's useful to look up, to look up foreign terms for the kinds of foods you're seeking. For instance, the French for whole grain. And also, B, carry a card in the appropriate language explaining the criteria of your special request, letting the chef know that you don't want breading, sugar, oil, and so on in your meal can take away anxiety or uncertainty about your dining experience. Anyway, just a couple little reminders. And then I don't know if anyone takes the Blaylock newsletter, his wellness report. This month, the August issue is causes and cures for age-related memory loss. And he has a really good article in there. I haven't finished it yet. But I was just speaking on the phone with a gal in my neighborhood yesterday who I asked her, she used to be a tour guide, and I said, so you are a tour guide, right? And she said, oh, I haven't done that in a little while. She said, my memory is just shot. I said, really? And she said, yeah. She said, so she's volunteering places, and she has one job at the community college library where she can go in whenever she wants to, and they do pay her, you know. So I'm like, wow. And I'm thinking, I see her all the time walking her dog. She bicycles, she exercises, she golfs. That I learned something about her. I'm like, oh my goodness, so we're getting together. But that's what brought up this newsletter for me, just to look at it. I said, is there anything that you're doing about it? And she said, well, no, not really. So we're going to talk a little bit about nutritional ways. And I told her a little bit about our shake. So it's pretty interesting. He has a little blip. The process that kills brain cells is the immunoexcitotoxicity. Immunoexcitotoxicity is a brain destructive process in which there's an interaction between brain inflammation and excitotoxicity, with each driving the other, such that we see a progressive stripping of the synapses and dendrites. Those are the brain connections. And eventually the death of the neurons themselves. What these processes have in common is that they activate specialized brain immune cells that are called microglia, which release high levels of immune chemicals, as well as excitotoxins. A great many things can trigger immunoexcitotoxicity, including head injuries, strokes, neurotoxic metals such as mercury, aluminum, lead, iron, and cadmium, pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, low blood sugar, excessive exposure to vaccines, insulin resistance, and immune reactions to foods, including food allergies and intolerances. So, thought that was kind of interesting. He's talking about it's the brain connections, synapses and dendrites, rather than, I was looking for what he calls it. Anyway, maybe I should wait until I finish reading the whole thing. My older people, okay, here's what I... Okay, wait a minute. Sorry about that. Stimulate your brain to prevent dementia. Get regular, moderate exercise. There are many hormones that protect the brain. Correct your insulin resistance. And that can be done a lot of times with diet and supplements. Avoid stress and attend to social and spiritual health. And then this is what I wanted to read, a little tip that he had, and he had some good statements here that I thought were great. Good health requires discipline.
Sure. Has left the conference.
This is what I was looking for. Good health requires discipline. After treating so many people with nutritional problems, I've come to realize that the biggest issue is that most people lack the willpower. Did I read this the other day, Betty? I think I might have read this the other day.
I don't remember you reading it.
Or maybe it was on Nancy's, maybe it was Tuesday. But anyway, he says in here, yeah, because I think Nancy and I talked about willpower. Back and forth about that. But anyway, some time ago, I had a patient who came to me wanting to avoid cancer. I reviewed his diet and found he was eating everything he could eat to assure he would get cancer. Yet when I told him he would have to avoid these high-risk foods, he replied that he would never give them up. And then he left, never to be seen again. Most women, when they speak to me about wanting to lose weight, make it plain they do not want to give up their favorite foods. They want a weight loss pill. This is how so many women ended up with heart damage from taking the weight loss drug Fenfen. But good health, as with everything worthwhile in life, requires sacrifice and discipline. It has been said that the undisciplined life is not worth living. In truth, the undisciplined life will be full of misery before it is cut short. eating is not a form of entertainment. Food is only one purpose, to supply your cells and tissues with the nutrients they need for proper function. I thought that right there was like, because I really look at food as entertainment. I mean, when we entertain, we always have food. So, and then there's two more. Many of the things we eat for pleasure can cause great harm. Virtually every disease suffered by humans is either caused by or worsened by poor nutrition. Permanent weight loss and good health require that you change your lifestyle and nutrition permanently. So-called yo-yo dieting is extremely harmful and can result in permanent damage to the heart and kidneys, as well as other organs. So, but this eating is not a form of entertainment. This is something that, and food has one purpose, to supply your cells and tissues with nutrients they need for proper function. And, you know, in our society, food is a big issue, and we do surround ourselves with, I mean, when I go out with my friends, we're like, well, where are we going for lunch? You know, we go out for something, or we invite people over for dinner or whatever. So to combine that together, I think, knowing that we're supplying our cells and tissues with nutrients they need for proper function, along with that form of entertainment, would be really great. Don't you think?
Well, what is it we always say the most important part of your body is the 6 inches between your ears?
Yes.
I think setting the tone for approaching the whole thing a little differently is kind of imperative.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sometimes you're together and who you're with, not what's on your plate.
Mm-hmm. I know it. I went to a, I met some friends for lunch. This is why it was on my mind a little bit. And they made such great choices. I was so excited. We went to a cheesecake factory. And they got these wraps. I got this wonderful salad that had so many great things in it. And they got these wraps that had butter leaf lettuces and, they did have a few noodles. They were a Thai lettuce wrap. That's what they were called, Thai lettuce wraps. So the sauces, of course, are always really good. And they were beautiful, and you just wrapped up all your things in there and ate the lettuce leaf. So I was, and one of them ordered, it had chicken and mushrooms, in little pieces that they sauteed together to put into the wrap. They were like a chicken lettuce wrap, but it was chicken and mushroom. I went, oh, that's pretty interesting. So, I'm thinking I would like to make a mushroom wrap. I might experiment with that. Take a portobello mushroom and cut it in little dices and then saute it with some garlic and onions and whatever, and then make my own lettuce wraps with that.
Oh, that sounds good.
Does that sound good?
Yes. And the Cheesecake Factory is one of my favorite places to go as far as having selections and asking them to do specific things that they will do for you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is nice and so, you know, it's just one of my favorite places that I feel comfortable with going.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been there in quite some time, so I couldn't remember, but when I got in there and they have a great menu, and they do have some things that you can say, I mean, that you can say that you can eat that are good for you. So, good. Well, anybody else have any comments, questions this morning? Okay. Well, have a wonderful day. I was kind of all over the place today. We'll make sure that the mock tuna salad gets on the blog.
Thank you.
And I'll check on the power patches, too.
I just thought we need to mention it, you know. I just barely caught it on there, and I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, tonight's the corporate call, 6 o'clock Pacific time, the kickoff call for the month. So we'll see if anything is mentioned there, but I'm going to go and look.
Thank you. Let me know.
All right. Well, everybody have a great rest of the day. And
Thank you, Elaine. I
hope those suggestions helped for you with your friend there, your friend's daughter. So let us know how that goes. All right.
Yes.
Bless you, everybody.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.